All right, so here we are on Tafayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we had gotten up to Gufa Amar Rav Ein Movi Nitr B'Lechi V'Keira Ad Shubotim V'Chatzeres P'tuchim L'Tocho, which means that according to Rav, we cannot have the Girsa in the Mishnah that says that we should, this it says there that if you have Chamesh Chatzeres and they were all open one into the other, plus they had an opening into the Mavoi, that the din would be over there, that you would be able to do the Erev in the Chotzer and the Shitaf in the Mavi, because Rav holds you can't do an Erev in a Chotzer and a Shitaf in a Mavi if you have Ptuchotzer Lizu. Why? Because then your Mavi will not be useful, because you're not able to carry in it, since you can't use the Lechi and Korah in your Mavi under those circumstances. And therefore, he left it out of the Mishnah, which means, according to Rashi, that the previous sugya that was talking about the Av Ubno, that Rav would, in fact, have to disagree before, and he would say that the Av and Bno, which we had paskened yesterday, the Mavoi would be Niter Balechi Vekora. Remember, we were asking, are they considered to be one group, or they considered to be separate groups? Rav would have to disagree with the way that the Gemara ended yesterday, and he would have to say they're all the same group, because, I mean, they're not better than a chotzer that was all ma'arif together, and now they lose their rights to make a mavoi. So the same, why lose their rights? Because they can't use the lechi bekara. So then a group which is considered not to even need an eruv would also, according to Rav, not fulfill the requirements of being considered separate batim that are p'tuchot to a chotzer, that are p'tuchot to separate chatzeres into the mavoi, and therefore Rav would have to cancel all of that. Okay, that's how Tosfos learns, that's how Rashi learns. Tosfos disagrees for many reasons, based on the entire way that the sugya was going, and he says there's two completely different issues over here, and certainly the Batim and Chatzeres and the Av of No are not considered to be one vis-a-vis the din of how many Batim are open into the Chatzer. We saw the same issue we spoke about if a Nochri is in this Chatzer. And we said a Nochri is not considered to be a Dira. We said that at the beginning of the Perek. A Dira's Nochri is not a Dira. The only reason that we consider it to pretend that it's a Dira is because we don't want people living with the Nochrim, and therefore it'll make it more difficult. That also is not true in terms of the din of considering whether there are Batim and Chatzeros Ptuchim into this Mavli. That's a separate thing. That has to do with the construction, not with the din. And the reason for that is, I mean, if you consider the difference between the structure of the Mavoi and the Inyan of the Batim Ter Chatzeres, is that it's quite clear that the Mavoi, because of its shape and the way that it's used, had a particular takona to distinguish it from the Rishus HaRabim, which it's open to. And that was that we gave it a din of like the semi-Rishus HaRabim because of the way that it was constructed. It was long, longer than it was wider, and the way that people would open into it and so on. That was all part of what defined the Mavoi for us. That had to do with how it looks. It doesn't have to do with this idea of whether it's considered to be halacha, considered to be one big happy family. Okay. Shmuel, so let's continue. Shmuel says, you do not need what Rav says. You do not need Batim V'chatzeres P'tuchim L'Tocho. And by the way, remember, when we say it's not Niter B'Lechi V'Korah, that doesn't mean that you can't use some of the other Heterim. In other words, if you want to treat it the way you would treat a Chatzer, let's say, and you would put up two Pasim, remember, two Pasim of Kosher, you could put a Pas Dalid, or you could put a Tzurat HaPetach. There are other ways to be matir carrying in the lechi in the mavli besides a lechi v'korah. We're only talking about the lechi v'korah, so there are ways of understanding the other sugyas that appear to not follow what Rav is saying. We could learn that it's talking about over there that they made a shitof in a mavli, but they didn't rely on lechi v'korah to carry, that they made some other tikkun besides the lechi v'korah, which is the way Tosfos explained some of those other gemaras. Anyway, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says if you got one house and you've got one chotzer that has a house in it, that's enough. and you can give it a din of a mavoi and use your lechi v'kora. Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't even need an actual house that somebody's living in. Even if you have a old churva, and somebody owns this churva, he's not living in it, and on the other side you've got a chotzer, that's enough. What does that mean? Is Rabbi Yosef saying that basically any door, like any door that opens into the mavoi, is what we look at? So we're going down this alleyway, and we don't care if like it enters into a chotzer with homes or whether it enters into a churva. I mean, is that the point? So if that would be the point, would Rabbi Yochanan say, Om Rabbi Yochanan filo b'shvil shel kramim? Let's say we've got this pathway that goes down through the vineyards, and it opens up into a mavoi. So, I mean, do we say that that's no worse than a churva, right? No, said Rabbi Yochanan, not right. Rabbi Yochanan was giving the churva the status of a house because it's chazi l'dira. You could live in a churva. It's got walls, it's got a roof, or at least a partial roof. Machenken, a shvil shel kramim, is not suitable for living in at all. And therefore, he would certainly not call that an opening to the mavoi. It's not that we count openings. We need to count openings to living areas. Now, Omer Avuna Bar Chinina, you should know that this Rabbi Yochanan is actually following his own shita, because remember that we have a Mishnah later on, which we've talked about dozens of times, and that's the Mishnah that defines Rabbi Shimon's position, that the subcategories of Gag, Karfaf, Chatser, Mavoi, all of these things are considered to be one rishus. You think, you chachomim think, that you're not allowed to carry, let's say, from a roof into a karfaf. Not so. You are. What you're not allowed to do is carry something that had been in a private rishus, which means in somebody's house, and then was taken out into the chotzer of that house, let's say. You cannot carry from that chotzer anywhere else. That's true. But suppose you had some item that was left in one of these sub-rishus yachids, defined by the separate usages, but not privacy. So that would include a chotzer and a karfaf and a gag. Those are not considered to be separate rishuyas vis-a-vis the people carrying their own thing into there. If it was in one of the chatzeras before or on the roof before, it's only to take, let's say, a ball out of your house, bring it into the chatzer, and then go up to the roof of the building where under the roof you've got a lot of different apartments that are living. That you can't do. But if there's a ball on top of the roof or a ball in your chutzner from before Shabbos, you want to bring it up to the roof and play ball there, that's fine because you're not carrying in that rishus something that wasn't in that rishus. So now it's according to Rabbi Shimon. The sub-rishuyot are sub-rishuyot only vis-a-vis their distinction between what was in a totally private area and what is now in a more public area. There it makes a difference which more public area. But if it's one of the more public areas, it doesn't matter how you define that more public area, front yard, backyard, roof, it's all the same, and they are considered reshut achatein, as long as the kelim that we're talking about were shaftu letochan, they all were there before Shabbos began, but not, of course, for kelim that were in your home. That, once you bring that kli out into a chutzer, it cannot be carried to any of the other sub-rishuyas. And Rav Paskin over there, halacha k'Rebbe Shimon, but on condition, and this is Rav again with his worries, on condition that they did not make an Erev to allow them to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Because if they had an Erev, then chances are that somebody is going to bring out a ball from in the house to play ball. And then they're not going to remember the difference between the ball that was outside at the beginning of Shabbos or the ball that they bring outside in the middle of Shabbos, and they will end up carrying that ball to one of the other semi-private rishuyos. And therefore, I'm gozer. So if there was no Erev, then obviously nobody's going to carry from the house into the chotzer. But even if there was an Erev, even if nobody brought anything out, you can't carry anything Where Shmuel said, look, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, not the way Rav understood Rabbi Shimon. It doesn't matter. They made an Eruv. They didn't make an Eruv. It doesn't matter. Somebody write Mordechai, who doesn't seem to be able to get back in. I have no idea what his problem is. So anyway, according to Shmuel, makes no difference. And here's where Rabbi Yochanan comes in. Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree. It doesn't matter whether you make a gezeira or not. There's no whether you made an erev or not. There's no gezeira. Alma lo gazrina. So you see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no gezeira. Dimati lafuki mani debati blachatzer. We're not worried. Maybe you're going to carry a ball out from in the house. So then in this case also, you've got this mavoi, and you've got this churva. Right now, look. I mean, nobody lives in that churva. So nobody made any kind of contribution to a shita in the mavoi from that churva. Now, if you're going to carry out from your chotzer and you're going to carry out into the mavoi, what's going to prevent you from carrying from the mavoi into the churva? Now, you're not allowed to carry from the mavoi into the churva. The churva's only service over here was that it allowed the mavoi to be a place in which you could carry in the mavoi itself, and if you made a shituf, you could carry from your chotzer into that mavoi. But then the problem is, you may carry from the mavoi into the churva, which does not have any kind of rights, right? And apparently, Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't care about that. I'm not concerned about a gezeira. So then, okay, fine. So if you're not concerned about the gezeira of taking the ball out into the chotzer from the house and then carrying it to the roof, according to Rabbi Shimon, the way Rabbi Yochanan was learning, that would explain why Rabbi Yochanan is being very consistent over here to say you're allowed to carry in the mavoi, even though there is certainly a possibility that you'll carry into the churva. We don't make such a gzera. Lo gazrinan, here too, dimati lafuke mani min hachotzer into the churva. It's the same type of gzera, and I don't worry about it. Now, getting back to Shmuel. So Rav Bruna was saying over what Shmuel had said. You don't need two houses. You just need one house and a chotzer. Okay? So he was saying that over, and Rabbi Elazar heard him saying it over. And he says to him, hey, kid, Barbe Rav. Rav Bruna was a kid in the yeshiva. So he said, hey, kid, you're telling me Shmuel said that? Omar Shmuel Hachi? And Rav Bruna says to him, yeah. Says Rav Elazar, show me where Shmuel lives. This is a showdown, baby. So, okay. So Rav Bruna takes him and points out Shmuel's houses and then goes to duck behind a barrier. So he shows him where the house is. So Rabbi Elazar comes before Shmuel, and he says to him, it's been reported to me from a kid in your yeshiva that you said this and this, that one house, one chotzer, that's all you need, and so on. Did you say that? I did. Do you have any objections? Says Rabbi Elazar, I certainly do. You were the one that we've been quoting authoritatively that you cannot paskin any din in Erevin that doesn't fit with the lashon of the Mishnah. This Mishnah, right? And you said that was talking about this Mishnah. What does it say in this Mishnah, my dear Shmuel? Look at the end of the Mishnah. Hamavui lechatzerot kechatzer lebatim. And you said, why does it say lechatzerot? Why does it say lebatim? To tell me that you need a minimum of two chatzerot and two batim. So I don't understand how you, who are the one that says we need to be medayik the lashon, on this Mishnah, you're the one that's going to come and say, we don't paskin like Rav. Come on. So Shmuel didn't respond. He seemed to have been pretty stymied by this. It was a pretty sharp kind of contradiction. So it says the Gemara, was he stymied? Or like, did he not want to get into a fight? Like, kibla mine or lo kibla mine? Did he accept that or not? Did he change his mind? Says the Gemara, well, we know there was a Maisa. The Maisa was that there was a mavoi where this guy called Ivut Bar Ihi used to live. And this guy was in a problematic movie. The reason it was a problematic movie, as we're going to see later on, is because there was not only the chutzah of this fellow of Ivut, there was a shul, and the shul opened into the movie. And the shul had an apartment for the Chazan HaKnesset in that shul. Okay. And so that boils down to apparently that there was one bayit on one side, and then there was the chatzer of Ivud Bar-I. And he went ahead, and he made a lechi for his mavoi, and he asked Shmuel, is this good? And Shmuel said, yes, this is fine. You did it all perfectly. Shmuel dies, Rav Anan, who becomes the Rav, he comes along and he tears down the lechi and he says, this is ridiculous, you can't carry with this. And Ivus is like infuriated and he says, this is a mavi that I've been living in for years and I had it examined by Shmuel of all people and he said it's fine. Comes along new Mr. Rav Anan Barav, and he throws it down as if it's useless and meaningless. What a chutzpah! Now, the truth is that Shmuel had been moderate, which seems to be saying that Shmuel did not really accept what it was that Rebbe Lozer shouted at him, and he had no right to paskin that way. So apparently Shmuel had paskin that way, right? And then Rav Anan, who was going according to Rav, and he said, you can't do this because you don't have two chatzerot, but two batim in each one of the chatzerot. It's no good. So apparently Shmuel did not accept what Rebbe Lozer said, and he went ahead and he was matir this house for Ivus. So how did he do that? Says the Gemara, no. It may well be that this was a mistake of Ivus and not actually what happened. It could well be that Shmuel realized he had made a mistake, and he had to paskin like Rav, that you need two chatzerot with two batim. All of that is true. But what you don't know about the case is that there used to be a chazan who ate in his own home. And then he would come and he would sleep in the shul because he had to open up the shul for nates, and people would come in the middle of the night and so on. So he went to sleep in the shul. Now remember that Shmuel Shita was at the beginning of this sugya, that where you sleep is definitive of where your house is for Shabbos, right? So this guy was sleeping there, and because of that, Shmuel said, okay, so then that means that there were two chatzeros, because what we had over here, there was another house in Ivud, it's chatzer, so that was one chatzer, and then there was another dira that was an actual dira in the shul. That was for the gabbai of the shul. And then this chazan HaKnesset used to come sleep there. So basically, this fit Rav's description, but not according to Rav, you see. It fit Rav's description because it had two chatzeras with two batim. Except that according to Rav, since the guy didn't eat in his apartment, it wasn't considered to be really two houses. But according to Shmuel, that machlokas is still true. And it was considered to be two houses because Shmuel says it goes according to where you sleep and not according to where you eat. Anyway, what happened is, so that Rav Anan wouldn't have ripped it down on that basis. But what happened was that after Shmuel was nifter, so then the guy stopped coming here to sleep. And because of that, Rav Anan held that Shmuel himself wouldn't have been matir this, which Ivut was not aware of. So Ivut Bar-I, he thought that it was, he knew the difference, but he thought it didn't matter because he was familiar with Rav's approach that Mokom Pita Gorim. And since this chazan didn't eat there, he only slept there, so Ivus was a smart guy. So he says, okay, so there's only one house here because this guy's house doesn't count. The thing is, though, that Shmuel holds that it's the Mokom Lina that's Gorim. So Shmuel held that there were two houses. And he didn't realize that, therefore, if the guy stopped sleeping there after Shmuel died, that would mean that now there's only one house, and that Shmuel himself would not have been matir his apartment, his movi with the Lechi Vekara. And so because of that, he got furious at Rav Anan. So it turns out it's very difficult to maintain all of the various factors in mind that it's easy to mess up over here. So he thought Mokum Pita Garim, but Shmuel was going Lashita Sei. And Shmuel holds Mokum Lina Garim, and therefore there used to be two houses here because he slept there, and now he doesn't sleep there anymore. There's only one house. Because of that, he threw down the Lechi. Okay, Omer Rav Yudah Amar Rav. How about if you've got a Mavui, where on one side of a mavui, there's a house of an Ovid Kerkhovi, and on the other side of the mavui, there is a house of Yisrael in the Chatzar. Now listen to the situation, because this involves us in some very, very complex kind of problems. What happens is that over here, there was only one house in the Chatzar of the Jew. But that house had backed up to it a number of other homes that opened up directly into Rosh Hasharabim. Do we have a picture? Does anybody have a picture? The good enough picture that this very primitive picture. You see the primitive picture in Rashi? And that's basically good enough, right? So you've got these houses. They all open directly into the street, but they also have a window in each house. And the window in each house opens into the next house. So that the single home of the Jew that lives in that chotzer on that side of the Mavoi, if they want to get out a picnic table, let's say, into the Mavoi, so what the guy who's living inside, there may be three or four homes like this, right? So what the guy who's living inside wants to do is Okay. So as you can see, there's only one chotzer, the other houses. What is that? I can't see it good enough. It looks weird to me. They all seem to be opening up into the Movi in that case. And then it wouldn't make sense unless... I don't get, unless that's Rosh Hasharabim, I don't understand that picture. Okay, whatever. This picture is good enough. So now what they want to do is they want to pass their food through the window. Yeah, that was perfect. Yeah. They want to, I don't know who that is because there's no name. So they want to pass the food through the window and then go out through that guy's mavoi into the Okay, they want to go out through that guy's chotzer into the mavoi. So now, the question is, would they be able, in that case, to consider this to be a chotzer that has more than one home in it? Because basically everybody can get through by passing their stuff through the window. So let's see what the case is now. So we got this makom of a mavoi shetzido echad avit kechavim, tzido echad Yisrael, Ein marvim oto derech chalonot, lahatiro derech ptachim lemavui. There is no way to be matirit just because you made an eruv that allows you to walk through into that guy's house. It doesn't help you to do that and therefore to call it a place if it's two houses that are coming through. Now, why is this? Normally, if you make an eruv through a window, we'll see later on, the window has to be betoch hasara tvachim to the ground, it has to be 4x4, but whatever. But you have a kosher window to go ahead and make the whole area one. In this case, you can't. And because what we were thinking is, if you're making the whole area one, so then you would have basically two houses in this chatzar, and then it would be okay to go into the mavoi. So even though the other side is an ovid kerchavim, apparently, what we're saying is that in terms of this particular halacha, the Ovid Kochovim's home is considered to be a dira. That's one approach. There's many other possibilities, which we'll discuss later. Let's just take the simple approach. In terms of the halacha, of the shape of the construction of a mavli, it's also considered to be a dira if it's of an Ovid Kochovim. Okay. So then if that was the case, for some reason, you cannot, in this case, make an eruv through a window, even though you normally could. which would be mater you to carry through the Ptachim. You needed to pass through this guy's chotzer in order to carry something into the Mavui. So you would need to go from this guy's house into his chotzer. So you need to pass your cholent through the window and go into the other guy's house. You could crawl through the window. And then he would have to go through the Mavui from that chotzer. And for some reason, you can't do that. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, hold on a second. Is this a halacha that Rav is saying that you wouldn't be able to do this even if you had just a chotzer? Forget about a Mavui. Let's say you had a goy on one side and you had a Jew living on the other side in one chotzer. And now we want to know whether this is considered to be a house with another Jew's house in this chotzer, so that if they had bought the reshus from the goy, then they could have actually joined this up with the mavoy and so on, and you would be able to carry from one house to the other into the chotzer. Or is Rav saying, no, you can't make an Erev in this kind of situation for some reason. You can't carry from one window into the next house, into the next chotzer. You can't do that, even though normally you would. Why would he do that in the chotzer? So would he say that also? So Rabbi Yosef said, yes, he actually did. Rav said beferish, but you know what? I was always wondering why Rav needed to say beferish. Now, you obviously understand that. Let's say Rav hadn't said it beferish. What did you think? When you asked me the question, you said, did Rav say it even to the chotzer? To me, it seemed obvious. Why did you think it was different? So if he hadn't said it, what would you have said? What's the difference? Well, says Abaye, I would have assumed that the reason that Rav said it in the case of the Mavui was because Rav holds, time of the Rav, Mishum de Kosovar ein Mavui nitu belechi vikara, was all had to do with what is other psak. You can't make a shituf in this Mavui because you don't have batim v'chatzerot reptuchim letochot. So maybe he considered this all to be one chotzer, and he wasn't allowing the goy's house to be considered to be a chotzer. Maybe that was the reason. But if it was a chotzer with a goy living in the chotzer, so then what would be the problem? And then I know what you're going to say. So you would say, if that's the point, so then why would he repeat it? I mean, he already said that halacha already, right? Ein mavi niter belechi v'kora elim kein chatzeros, etc., etc. So why would he bring up this particular case? Is this particular case different than any other case? Why would he need to mention it twice? I would have said, no, of course he needs to mention it twice. Because if he had only said that din, the overall halacha, I would have said, maybe the halacha is that when it comes to a dirat oved kochavim, it's considered to be a dira. So the fact that the goy is living across the street, maybe that's good enough, right? So even though we said in the Gemara, right at the beginning of the parak, we said, don't think that the reason that the goy's house asers you is because dirat ovet kochavim is called a dira. No, it's because of the fact that we pretend it's called a dira in order to make sure you won't be living with the goy, because we don't want you to be learning from the goy. That's the point. So maybe I would have said that means that over here it would be a possibly, in this case, the only reason that we're not going to allow it. That would be the reason. And so therefore I need Rav to tell us that no, actually, the Dirat Ovet Kochavim from that first halacha I wouldn't know. Comes along, Rav, to say a dirat ovet kochavim, even for the structure of a mavoi, is not a dirat. Maybe. Gavi, I really want you to understand that Nochem Ish Gamzu is guaranteed to be free of corona. And you do not have to be careful standing by Nochem Ish Gamzu to necessarily be wearing a mask. I mean, and he would even say, if Chas V'Shalom you got sick, he would just tell you Gamzu L'Teva. So unless there's other people in the chotzer. Okay. So now, If he would have just said this, then I would have said, he didn't say how many houses have to be here. Maybe 1 ounce is enough. Lo yadana batim kama. So therefore, you need to say, batim, train, 2 hours, so he would have needed both. But now I understand that I would have been wrong, because you say that Rav said that this is true even with a chotzer, where there's a guy in the chotzer and there's a Jew in the chotzer. Now, obviously, it's a whole different ballgame over here. You know what the point is? It has nothing to do with any of the dinim we were talking about. The reason that Rav said that you can't use your windows for making this even in a chatzar is simply because if you do that, then you're going to make it possible for this Jew to be comfortable living with a goy. That's the point. And we don't want him to feel comfortable living with the goy. So if you make your Erev with him through those windows, then time of the Rav Dekasar is because it's asur lasot yachid b'makom oved kochavim. Because it is asur in order to fit in with the original Gezera. If we can't make an Erev with you, so then if that's the case, then the guy is not going to have anyone else in his rishos. And because of that, he's afraid of getting murdered. And therefore, nobody else is going to be coming through. So because of that, he'll move away. Mashenkin, if there would be two people there, then he has no reason to move out. So this is just an extension of the original takona that we made. Make life miserable for people who live alone with a guy. And that's what this guy is basically doing. He's living alone with a guy. So if there's anything that we could do, so fine. If it was something, as we said before, that it's not normal, because normally people don't live alone with a guy, so then we wouldn't make it a takona. We make the takona not to have more than one person living there, because we pass like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. In this case, there's not more than one person living there. But the thing is, if there's anything that we can do to discourage living with the guy, we would certainly want to discourage living with the guy. And one of the reasons we didn't make the takon in the first place is because it's very unlikely that a Jew is going to risk his life to go live with a guy alone. Masha Einkein, if he has these other people that were ma'ariv with him, so then maybe Einachinami. Maybe he would feel more comfortable and therefore end up living with him. So because of that, we don't want him to get that sense of comfort. Okay. Fine. There's many other issues, but I'm sorry with the terrible failures today. We'll try to make up for them and read them tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. And we ended up therefore a little bit ahead, but we're still a little bit behind, I'm afraid, in terms of Hesper. So let me just take the 2 minutes that remain to go over the things that we discussed today, because it was so confusing. So we ended up talking about the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, which is the shaila of, is a mavi nitar b'lechi v'keira, not to be confused with the question of whether it's nitar b'chlal, in terms of making a shitov, because you could be matired if you put up a real door, right? You put up a tzuras ha-pesach, or you put up shnei pasim, and so on. But the idea of the lechi v'kora is a halacha that we were medayik from the lashon of the Mishnah, and which Shmuel theoretically should have bought into, and yet we seem to find Shmuel disagreeing with his own dictum that you have to follow the lashon, and that is, he said you only need one chatzar and one bayit. Rabbi Yochanan expanded that to include even a churva, which is roi ledira. We got, because of that, into the question of where do we make a gezera. And that brought up a Mishnah later on that we've discussed many times, which is Rabbi Shimon Shita. What's the halacha of the type of rishuyais that are all semi-public rishuyais, or semi-private rishuyais? And we had a lot of different types of rishuyos that fit into that, because there were chatzeros, and there were karfefos, and there were gagot, and there were mavot, and so on. And the question is, can you carry from one to the other? And according to Rabbi Shimon, you could, as long as you don't take an item out of a place where it was really private, like your house, and carried it into one of the other places. So that was a shaila, whether we'll make a gezeira, if you even could have carried it out or not. That was a machlokas between Rav and Reb Shmuel on one hand and Reb Yochanan on the other hand. And then we got into the other question, which again was nogea, what is considered to be your makom dira, place where you eat, place where you sleep. And then we got into this question whether we have a new gezeira bichlal of making sure that you will not make it possible for one Jew to live alone with the goy. Now, in the case where it says over here, dafka, if there's windows between the cases, and if it's windows between, we need to understand why dafka, why are we talking dafka about windows? What would be any different if it was not windows, but it was actual doors? So Tosis understands that if there are actual doors, then the fact is that people will walk through. And if people will walk through, then the goy won't murder you because he's afraid that people might be coming from the houses behind. Because Tosis understands that this is a gezeira to try to make sure that a Jew doesn't get murdered, not to try to make sure that he doesn't learn from his maisim. And so because of that, we want you to move out of there. And if there was actual doors, so then fine, then you wouldn't get murdered because the goy would be afraid. There's a different take on it. And that those were the basic sugars we spoke about today, to be continued tomorrow in greater detail.